Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, hour number two, and I am your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. We would love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and remember, as a reminder, go to podcastarena.com. You can listen to our entire two-hour show. Join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time, and we also want to remind you, you guys challenged us for a better mobile app, and we can deliver. We responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app, available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. You can, as always, stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And if you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. Internet connection is required. Normal data rates apply. Well, we have already tonight, in hour number one, we were visiting with Brian McTaggart, the Astros beat writer for MLB.com, talking also about his brand new book that is out. We are going to pick up that conversation hitting on the Astros with our very own. We love it when he's on the show. Always brings terrific insight and perspective. That is our very own Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes. How are you surviving like this first week of the season?
Well, the first week of the season and really the first month is overreact month for the MLB. Let's always remember, a lot of major league teams we've seen in recent years, they look like blah through the first two months. They look like blah through half the season. The Rangers looked horrible last year. The Mets looked like they couldn't hit a pitch last year. Their offense was terrible. So, you know, you really can't make much out of it. But the thing is, you never want to start off horrible. You'd like to start off great. But really, the 10-game stretches, the 5-game stretches, teams are going to struggle or they're going to look really good throughout those types of stretches throughout the season. So we need more of a duration to really gauge where a lot of these teams will stand.
Well, we're going to break down that first week and a half. But how long typically would you say, Andy, that it does take time for these teams to get comfortable, to find their niche, to get back into the groove?
It really just depends on the team, because some of them just come out firing. Some of them are hot. And we talk about streaky sports. We talk about, you know, basketball being a series of streaks during a game.
Right.
Baseball is a series of streaks during a season. When you have a downturn, when your team's not looking that good, do you just lose 9 games in a row? Or do you go 3-6? Do you go 4-5? And even though you know you're not playing well, you still don't devastate your season doing so. And then when you're hot, are you a 6-4 team that doesn't win as many games as you should have while you're playing well? You're messy on the field, you're messy in the bullpen, or do you go 8-2 and take advantage of having a bunch of hot bats in your lineup? So really, baseball is a series of streaks, and right now there are some teams streaking. For the most part, it's your usual start to the season where a lot of teams are hovering right around the 500 marker.
Oh, he is back with us, Andy Pondillo, our weekly MLB news and notes. You can check him out at Twitter, at AndyYSR. He's got some great posts on there. In fact, tell us about the podcast page.
The podcast page is ESPN975.com. The podcast is Astro Chat over there.
Okay, well, momentum and streaks, that can be a beautiful thing. Talk to me about what in the world is going on with the Baltimore Orioles winning their first 7 games. They finally had a loss, though.
Yeah, they've won their first 7, but I'll say on here, and people can destroy me if I'm wrong, the Orioles are not winning the World Series this year. There's no pitching on this team. The offense, we'll put up some numbers this year, and heck, maybe it'll stay in the wild card race. I don't trust the Orioles for a second. It's fun to watch them hit. They got some boppers in that order. Manny Machado is going to be a star for a long time and possibly an MVP candidate one day. But I do not trust this team one bit. It's just a good start for them. And, you know, good for the Orioles, a team that did struggle last year, a team that
did not
meet expectations last season. This will at least get their fans something to be excited about and, you know, probably something they could ride here for a few weeks.
Okay, we'll talk about some of the teams that have surprised early on. But what organization, what team, what franchise do you trust the most? You're talking about the word trust.
That's always difficult to go from year to year, but there are a couple teams that, you know, I'm going to trust, and that's going to be a team like the St. Louis Cardinals. They're not predicted to win the Central by anybody, but would you really say the Cardinals aren't going to be a playoff contender? You know they're going to put together a great team. You know, even if it doesn't look good on paper, that's a team that always finds a way. Kansas City Royals is certainly a team I trust. The starting rotation, people say it's not good enough every single year, and every single year they prove the old-timers wrong by reinventing the way you use a bullpen, reinventing the way you use defensive metrics, and reinventing the way you run an offense by not striking out pretty much at all. The Royals and Cardinals, I would definitely be able to confirm that they're going to win more than 85 games this season.
Okay, the Royals, the Cardinals. Talk to me about the Astros, the Mariners, and the Mets. Is the world coming to an end? Should we be hitting the panic button at this point?
No, these teams struggle. You know, I think a lot of people still predict them to be good. The Mets, they don't hit enough, but they're going to pitch enough to probably win more than 500 this season, especially playing in that National League East. The Astros, they've just been kind of a mixed bag so far. The games where they pitch well, they don't hit well. The games they hit well, they don't pitch well. And it's been kind of just a cluster for them. The Mariners, nobody really ever knows what they are. I believe them to be a nice and exciting team, and Robinson Cano's hitting. That'll give them a chance. The whole entire American League West, really, is right in that zone that we've seen last year where nobody really has stood out, and even the Astros, while they're in first place for most of last year, and the Rangers won that division last year, none of the teams were excellent. They were good teams, but none of them were standout teams. And, you know, you could see that happening here early on in the American League West where everyone's just kind of drawn to the middle.
I'm going to be anxious to talk some more about the Houston Astros, but tell me about the Mets, because as yours, from our earlier conversation, they are going to have to find some type of offense. Who can we expect to step up?
I really don't think they have anyone that can step up and be a premium offensive player in that lineup. I think David Wright's past the hill. He can still get on base, probably. He's not going to ever hit for the power that he used to. Yoenis Cespedes, you know, it was fun last year to see him go crazy, but Yoenis Cespedes is not an every year 37 home run, 100 RBI guy. He doesn't get on base at a high enough clip, and he just frankly doesn't have enough protection in that lineup. Lucas Duda, Travis d'Arnaud, these guys, they're not going to be the protection that he needs. I really dislike the Mets order this year, but I do like them in the fact that they have probably the best pitching staff in the National League, and they play in the worst division in the National League. So that should at least warrant them mid-80s wins if everything's to go right. They've got to find a way to score runs. They went crazy last year. Daniel Murphy got hot. Cespedes got hot. It was fun watching them go to the World Series. They're just not an organization or an offense that I trust right now.
Hey, Andy Pondillo with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We were just talking about the Mets and how they've constructed one of the best young pitching staffs in the game. And I think expectations were pretty high for them coming into the season. They, as you said, they've just got to find some things offensively. And some of these young guys got to step up.
Yeah, I don't know. I looked at offense and I just shake my head. I don't like it. I do not like anything about it. I think the Cespedes deal, you know, I understand why they brought him back to New York. They're desperate. You could not lose another run producer after Daniel Murphy left. You know, I felt like they would have been better off maybe with Justin Upton over there. It's just, it's not good. I would almost get to the point to where at some point they may want to try to trade one of these young arms to reload on offense. I know it's hard to do. Offense is a lot harder to achieve right now, the way the state of Major League Baseball is, and it seems like young pitching comes around a little quicker. They have more than enough arms over there. It's a tough pill to swallow. If I'm the Mets, I'd try to find someone in that lineup to protect Cespedes. And, you know, maybe they prove me wrong. D'Arnaud, you know, he looked like an exciting young catcher. It's just, you might be asking a little too much out of guys in the middle of that order.
Okay, Andy Pondillo back with us at YSR. Talk to me about the Houston Astros. Where do you see them at this point?
Right now, it's just been a mixed bag of a little bit of everything that hasn't quite gone right. I don't know if they've played a complete game besides maybe twice so far this season, and it's not disturbing. I know Houston fans are pretty upset right now. They're expecting to come right out of the gate swing, and it's a sophomore year. The book is out on these guys. The Astros aren't going to surprise anyone this season. Teams were shut down by their starting pitching last year. They seem to be on it a little quicker this season. You know, people aren't going to be surprised one bit by what Houston's going to do out on that field. They just need to be able to play more of a complete game. The at-bats sometimes falter down the stretch. The strikeouts are always going to be high. I'm not really concerned by a 3-6 start. It's not 0-8.
The Houston Astros conversation continues after this quick timeout with our very own Andy Pondillo and our weekly MLB news and notes. Check him out at Twitter @AndyYSR.